blown off on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, hello, Billy.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, hi, Billy. Then.
I'll stop yelling. Can you hear Megan?
Yeah, hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi. Billy, what's going on? How can we help you today, sir?
Well, I wanted you guys to see if you could call somebody for me. Basically, the situation is that I went on this date a little while ago.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really awesome.
Yeah.
Basically, the deal is that I work for a I have a pretty sweet job. I work for a sports team.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And so, you know, with a job like that, you get kind of a lot of perks. You end up getting tickets to stuff and get to see things. And so anyway, I had met this girl and you know, I wanted to take her out. So I figured like, hey, you know, there's this, I had these tickets and these backstage passes and all this stuff to, the Philip Phillips show.
Oh, Philip Phillips at St. Augustine Amphitheater.
Exactly.
Megan almost took her parents to that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't want to party with her.
Yeah, well, I went.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah, how was it?
It was good. I mean, the show was great. But anyway, so I brought this girl and we went beforehand and there was a big banquet and all this stuff. And I mean, it was awesome. It was really cool. We, you know, she got to take a picture with Philip Phillips and he was there and, you know, it was just like really, really cool. And I sort of was like, wow, this is great. I'm so happy I could, you know, bring this really cool girl and everything. And, now all of a sudden, I call her up again and she's like, no, it's like a one-time deal.
She said it's a one-time deal.
Yeah. She was like, oh, well, you know, it was kind of like a one-time deal. That's what she said. So
really?
I was like, well, that doesn't seem like a one-time, you know, thing. I mean, I went out of my way. I brought you to this cool job and or this cool show, and you know, it just seemed weird to me.
Like you feel with the backstage banquet, Philip Phillips meet and greet, you deserve more than just one date.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like I bring everybody to these things.
No, yeah,
right.
You didn't bring us. When all right, so that's interesting. Did she give you any reason as to why it was just a one-time thing?
No, she wouldn't.
All right, what's her name?
Her name is Teresa.
All right, well, why don't we call Teresa and see if we can figure out why it's just a one-time thing, okay?
That sounds good to me.
All right, you got some time to do that?
Yeah.
Megan, you have time to do that?
I've got all day.
Okay, all right, cool. We're going to call her now, and we're going to figure out what's going on.
Hello,
may I please speak with Teresa?
This is?
Hi, Teresa, how are you?
Good, who's this?
It's Mark K. and Megan. We're calling from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Teresa.
Okay, hi. What's up with you? I don't know, I guess I'm getting calls from radio stations.
That's a good guess.
Yes, you are.
Because we just actually told you that.
Do you think we could just talk to you live for a couple minutes?
I guess. What is this about?
We wanted to talk to you on the radio. We have a question for you about a guy you went out with to the Philip Phillips concert. His name is Billy.
Okay. Why do you know about Billy?
Why do we know about Billy? Well, he called us and said he wanted to go out with you again, but you told him, quote, it was a one-time thing.
Yeah, and he wants to know why.
Oh, my God. This is awkward.
yeah, isn't it?
He's an interesting dude, Billy.
Interesting how? Because I would think if you were interesting, you'd want to make it a two-time thing.
He's not interesting, like, fascinating. I want to get to know him better.
Right.
He's interesting, like, kind of weird. He took me to that Philip Phillips thing, which was cool.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any vegan food at the banquet, which, like, why would they?
They didn't have any vegan food.
Yeah, like they had like just like kind of a generic spread. Like, and
are you a vegan?
I am not, but Billy was like freaking out because he's like, "Oh, I'm a vegan. They don't even have any options for me. Like, spent all this money on these backstage passes, and they don't even have any vegan food. And then he, like, they had tacos as part of the banquet, and he, like, took the meat off the taco, like,
right.
scraped it off with his hands.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
and then just, like, ate the tortilla, and I was like, well, you know, like, most tortillas, like, if it's legit Mexican food, like, have lard in them, and there's, like, the grease from the meat.
Yeah, right, they're not those vegan. Aren't vegan.
No, not at all.
Like, it's not a vegan tortilla.
Right.
And he's like, oh, well, I'm not a vegan because I give a shit about animals. I'm just trying to lose some weight.
Wait, he said that for real?
He said that after making this huge, like, really, like, talking really, yeah. How could they not have any, spent all this money, like, making a huge deal out of it, and then he's just a vegan, he's a vanity vegan.
Wow.
All right. Look, you know, I don't think this is really fair. That's not really how it happened. And
whoa.
I think this is all being kind of misconstrued here.
Whoa. I did not know he was on the phone. This is super weird.
This is
really weird.
So what did you say, a vanity vegan?
Yeah. The quote was, I'm not a vegan because I give a shit about animals. I'm a vegan because I'm trying to lose some weight.
Is that
what?
True, Billy? Are you a vegan
yeah.
for weight loss purposes?
Well, yeah, I am, because my buddy did it, and he lost 20 pounds in, like, a week or, like, a week and a half or something crazy.
In a
like
week?
That, so I wanted to give it a shot.
I mean, there are other reasons to go on being a vegan. You can lose weight a different way instead of just, like, cut
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like purging.
Well, and you can, like, not throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
Like,
did you throw
there's no food you can eat. Like, bring a Kind bar if you need, like, what was that? Was so awkward. I was so uncomfortable, like, backstage.
Well, I just
at
figured that it was like a high class event, that there would probably be other vegan people there,
yeah,
and that I just wanted to, you know, make sure I was like keeping
and
with my diet.
In Jacksonville, like,
yeah, vegan, not a big thing in the.
I mean, you're doing, and that's just the point that you're, like, doing it for all the wrong reasons, and I can see how that would be a turnoff, Teresa,
yeah.
because that seems kind of silly for a dude to be worried so much about their waistline.
So that's why you said it was only going to be a one-time deal, because
I mean, that was part of it. That was, like, the most memorable thing of it, but, like, overall, he, like, just getting to know him while we were there, like, he's not my kind of dude. Like, he's
yeah.
really loud. He's, like, kind of obnoxious. He throws around his job title like everybody should
be. Oh, come on.
He held the, you know, like, oh, I got these backstage. Like I'm supposed to owe him something because that's where he chose to take me on a date. Like,
yeah.
Well, I think it's a little bit of a, you know, something to notice here that the only thing that, you know, would get you to come on a date with me was free backstage passes.
That's not true.
And
that's not true. And you know
coming,
that. You know that I
you know,
agreed
with,
to go on the date before you have the tickets.
So you didn't know that it was Phillip Phillips concert? He didn't say, hey, I'll come to the Phillip Phillips concert with me?
No. No. He said, do you want to go out with me? I said, sure. And then that was what it was. And it was like, okay, that's great. You know, but like.
Right.
I
so you gambled and won, basically.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
I don't remember it happening that way.
Of course
I
not.
I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, how much weight, by the way, have you lost, Billy, on your vegan diet?
Right now it's been about a week, and let's see, I probably lost like 4 pounds.
All right. That's not too bad.
I mean, he was chugging beer at the concert, too. So like,
oh, my God. You're not even close to being a vegan. You can't claim you're a vegan unless you're really a vegan. That's so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I last
there are
time
no
I think you don't lose weight from chugging beer.
There's no, but I mean, I don't, well, I mean.
There's
I
such
just,
thing as vegan beer, too.
I don't think that it's going to help your weight loss. Was it light beer?
I don't remember.
No, that's
oh
a no.
Oh, my God.
Heavy beer.
All right, hang on.
Has no idea.